Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
I think you have something going on that's like keeping you from getting in a relationship.
Yes.
I think this is like all avoidance, and that's why you go for a type that's unreachable.
I like pupes,
right,
though.
Like,
you
like,
do?
I like pupes, too.
Yeah.
Really? I like a little push.
Stuck on it?
I like a little push.
Oh, my God. This is something I can't get down with.
No. I like a little push.
No, I'm like full lady.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
All right. We're talking about bush.
Are but you that's good switch? To know. Like, what's switch? A switch?
Like,
switch hitter. Bottom.
Fuck no.
What are you?
I'm only a receiver.
Okay.
In all my relationships.
Okay, I kind of like that.
Yeah, but I'm like, but there's so much to lesbian sex that you have to navigate.
For sure.
But yeah, she doesn't, she's like fully.
Top.
Yeah. Which is so funny, top and bottom in lesbian culture. I'm like, not actually. It makes it sound like the gay men.
I just learned about it. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't know lesbians had tops and bottoms.
Yeah.
But it makes sense when it's like the pitcher and the receiver.
Totally. It's just like a way to simplify
like
it.
Like a dynamic.
So we understand.
By the way, when we, when I texted Sienna before we got here, and I'm like, I don't know how we should talk about the lesbian thing or the gay thing.
Say it like that.
I'm like, don't say anything because
you said no gay shit.
You said no gay shit.
I'm like, no gay. I said, let's feel it out because Sienna's very abrasive sometimes.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, that's all Gabby's talking about. We're talking about Harry Bush and eating girls out in 5 seconds. So here we are, just setting the table here.
Yeah.
Hi, Gabby.
It's a new side of me.
Yay, lesbian Gabby.
Welcome.
I never knew lesbian.
Liberated.
I didn't know lesbian Gabby because all I knew was my love affair that I had with Gabby. Did you know about this?
Did you guys date?
Yeah. No, but we dated to the world.
Officially, yeah, no, but I feel like I tried harder than you. Full disclosure.
This makes sense now
that there's a witness in the room.
You were just putting out these little things in interviews. Like, I would go on a date with him.
No, literally, yeah.
Yeah, but I still could not physically take you.
He's kind of like a lesbian.
That's what he said.
We talked about this. But yeah. I couldn't take you on a date. You weren't in the same place.
Like, we know. I'm like, it's too not.
Wait, what?
Wait, sexual tension.
You were like, Sienna was like, you're kind of a lesbian. Uh-huh. And I'm like, not. Because we all know you have a huge dick.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
I'm like, that's
I was actually thinking about that too.
Yeah. But I still have enough little lesbian tendencies. Though.
When I Googled your
If I shave my beard, I'm a lesbian.
When you Google your ex, it's her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
she
we
comes
still
up.
Pop up on Google because I Googled
Let's
you
do
too.
It, girl. Let's ride it. See, let's ride it
you guys
out.
Did sleep together?
No.
Oh.
I never even went on a date with
her. Yeah, we never.
Wait, so I don't understand why. What's the rumor?
We were on Dancing with the Stars, and then she was engaged in her little fake relationship.
He said fake.
I mean, the bachelor relationship.
Yeah, I mean, there's, look at him. He's cracking himself up already. I'm like, it wasn't real.
Oh,
it was because every time I looked down at the ring, I would see a scandal. He was involved in two scandals.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like, is this how it's supposed to feel? And I was like, ugh, I can't wear the ring. We weren't going to go anywhere. I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know it back then.
Okay, so you didn't marry him and then you came out.
Yeah, she's my first lesbian relationship.
Oh my god, baby
bachelor.
Gay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Baby gay.
But we've almost been dating a year.
Were you
so I'm
any...
a mama now.
Yeah. You're a dyke now.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, I can say dyke. Yeah.
Wait, so were you ever with girls before her?
No.
It's her first girl.
Sexually, nothing?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought I was too old to explore my sexuality, no. So I went on The Bachelor.
Okay.
I was like, I'll just make it work with a guy.
But you had the inklings of it? Like,
I honestly didn't know. I moved to LA and I have like a bi friend, Bridget. Shout out to Bridge. She was like my
Hey bye Bridge.
And she was the first person I had seen like comfortably, like not even just gay, but in a lesbian relationship. Like yeah. I'm from Colorado. There's like no cool lesbians there.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm like, oh, I don't really see myself in this. Mm-hmm. And then I was like wanting to find a husband. I was like ready to settle down. So I was like, I'm just gonna make it work. And then all of that went to shit and I came off of tour and I was like, I'm in LA. I'm going to try it. And here we are.
Did you go on The Bachelor like actually looking for love?
I think all things can be true.
Mm-hmm. So
versus what?
It was being on TV.
It was a new opportunity.
Because I always get The Bachelor like because I was on dating shows.
Yeah.
And for the most part, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because people just want to be on TV and just do something.
Like when they're crying. Is that real?
No, it's like...
I'm a hopeless romantic. I will say...
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so like in my core, so I'm like, okay, this is a good opportunity, but also what if?
Yeah.
And like when you're in the bubble, you're really strong in what you can convince yourself of.
Uh-huh.
So I was like fully convinced.
Yeah, and I've met
really
a lot
really wanted to make it work.
Yeah, because I've met a lot of Bachelor contestants that are really hopeless romantics.
Oh.
And they do believe in the process and in the cause and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But... other shows I feel that are outside The Bachelor, it's not like that.
Like, you know, like when they're crying right away, like it's like night one, like I'm
yeah.
just like,
they're drunk.
Time. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's sketchy.
Yeah. yeah. You know yeah. what I mean?
Totally. It's like love bombing
like, I'm
too.
Falling in love. I'm like, yeah. it's literally episode two.
Yeah. I'm like,
or
you
like
don't know me.
When they're crying and Love is Blind.
yeah.
A new season just came out. I got to watch
oh,
it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, same. With the Megan Fox girl.
I don't know.
Oh my God. There was
what,
a meme that was
Megan
like
Fox?
Everyone.
You have to look this up.
Yeah. People are like people from
oh,
Love
no,
is
that
Blind that
nasty.
Look like
oh.
Megan Fox, but
yeah.
not.
She looks more like Megan Cox. Sorry.
She kind of did look
okay.
like Megan Fox, though. But like an ugly one. You can look
they
like someone
do.
In like an uglier
did not
version.
Look like
yeah.
Megan Fox girl, chill. She was beautiful in
Love is Blind is so messy.
Way.
They're always getting sued.
The
oh,
show?
Yeah.
Or the girls?
The production. They're like, we're slaves.
Yeah.
They didn't let me.
No, literally. They're like,
the
I
outside.
Was engaged to
yeah, yeah.
a full-blown abuser.
You were?
It's your fault. No,
oh.
the people on Love is Blind.
Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
No, but so like, I do think that it is possible. Those girls, you know, on my shows, they didn't even know who they were dating. They would just say, like,
are they dating you?
No, they're like, you're going to date a celebrity.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, God. Like, you know what I mean?
Would they make sure they have big butts before they
no, that was the problem.
Oh,
I'm
like, where
dead.
The fucking ass
they don't
is
understand.
Yeah.
No, they all go. Yeah.
Well, they don't ask for your type. They didn't ask for my type going
oh, really?
On the show.
But did you know who
yeah.
the Bachelor
was? Yeah, you didn't
know
was? Your type, though.
yeah. Well, I'm like, girl, you're confused. You wouldn't be able to say it.
Wait, wait. Did you know who the Bachelor is? Because they announced it before, right?
Yeah.
So at least
that
you
was
have-
fine. But on when I was the Bachelorette, it's not
oh.
like, oh, who's your type? Which,
right.
like, low-key, probably all those dudes were my type.
Yeah.
Just physically. But I didn't know, like, that type.
You don't really even have
lack
to ask
yeah.
on The Bachelor. Like, they
They're
just,
all hot.
If you're signing up for that show, you kind of know what the genre you're going to get. With my shit, I'm like, what the fuck are we getting here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Double shot at love.
That show has, like, a higher caliber of woman, I feel, than your show. From
yeah.
watching just highlight reels
you
of
think?
Yours, I was like, this goes straight from the Bronx, you know?
yeah.
Wait, are you in the lesbian LA scene?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fully. It's chic and I feel like convoluted.
Yeah.
And like drama.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Because
they all fuck each other.
There's like a Toronto to LA lesbian pipeline. I'm like, why the fuck are you texting them when I'm in bed with you?
Yeah.
Like you're sending
and did they hook
the
up?
Message. No, not anymore.
Okay, if they didn't hook up,
no,
okay.
they did. That's how lesbians are. They all fuck
yeah.
each other.
Really?
It's like dudes. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a gay guy thing.
No, it's also a
it's
woman thing.
It's the same because it's like you meet a friend. It's like the ex's friends get together because you have something in common. It's like the match.
Wait, so the people in bed, because this is just like a general topic
yeah.
about being friends with people that you
exes.
Hooked up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't believe in it.
Same.
Okay.
But it's
same.
Really hard as a lesbian though.
Right.
But this you're saying that she's not texting people that she's hooked up with.
She's hooked up
she
with
She is.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
When she's in bed with me.
Oh, that's not cool.
And
yeah.
I'm like, give me your phone. you know?
No, I get it. But I also feel like with women, it's like a little, I don't know. I guess we are more emotional.
Yeah, it is blurrier.
It's blurrier.
Yeah, but it's...
It still grosses me out, though.
It's also, like, if I'm the one for you, like, think about how you're making me feel. I'm like, do it behind my back.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, but wouldn't that be sketchier? I'm like, no, because if it's just a friendship, I don't want to have to see it.
Yeah. For me, it was, like, the DMs. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, same.
And it would be girls that want to fuck her, too.
And Robbie, my girlfriend, is so just, like, has no fucking clue what's going on. Mm. It's like she grew up Hasidic Jewish.
Yeah.
Like, was in a Jewish community, is just, like, 97 at heart. So she'll have these hot girls in her DMs. Robbie's messaging them back. I'm like, babe, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's like, it's a fan. I'm like, no. The
problem is then when you break up, they fuck them. Yeah. Like, when the ones that I was worried about, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, they slept together after.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, I knew it all along.
Yeah.
Are you, Remy, are you switching still?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just seeing the wide constant.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure. Okay. Cool.
But you're.
They kind of like, you guys are kind of switched roles. You were.
Yes.
You were a sinner and now you've been found.
Now
you just became a sinner.
Yeah.
I was always a lesbian.
You're straight now.
Yeah.
No, I'm bisexual. I was with my ex-girlfriend for like 3 years.
Don't act different because Gabby's here.
No.
She wants dick.
I know.
All day, every day.
It's hard to choose between the two right now. A good dick or a gorgeous woman.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, now Vinny wants to be in on it. Okay.
Vinny sends me woman every day. He's always sending me woman being like, just sometimes with no comment. He'll just send a woman.
Most of the time.
There's like, I'm just sharing the beauty with you. I know you appreciate it.
He's like, I got a friend.
I know you appreciate it. Nah, we just look at all these girls from all over the world that I'll never get.
Yeah.
Because they live in Denmark and Sweden and whatever.
So
none of them live here.
I think you have something going on that's like keeping you from getting in a relationship.
Yes.
I think this is like all avoidance, and that's why you go for a type that's unreachable.
Okay. I don't know. I would agree with you. But
it's subconscious.
No, listen. I would agree with you, but those types are never like, if I would be with those types and then reject them, like if I was dating one of those girls and then I like found something wrong with it or I self-sabotaged it, I'd be like, maybe there's a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't see my type.
I
you know what I mean? Like those girls.
Yeah.
I don't ever see them here.
In real.
So how do you know that I'm doing that?
This is just for visual objectification. This is just for fun.
What you're sharing them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
or no, like on Instagram looking at these like super hot girls.
Yeah, he follows so many girls.
Yeah. I look at them. Well, good.
Would you be scared? Yeah. If you like you did like the Victoria's Secret model, the Brazil one.
No, I move her in tomorrow.
No, literally, but would you be afraid? Like, would you always like be afraid she was gonna leave?
Would that fuel
the scarcity? Because it's like, oh, she's like a fox, she's so high. She's gonna like, is she, you know.
No, I'm not insecure like that.
Okay.
I have once in a while acquired my type in these little situationships I've been in.
Yeah.
And once we're together, I don't get jealous I don't feel like that at all. But no, a lot of people probably think that about me, but it's not true because.
Well, I think I would. Well, I'm kind of the same way. I used to only date like super hot guys.
Yeah.
Be like, I'll leave your ass so fast.
Before,
but it's because they're brainless.
I like ugly guys, hot woman.
Okay.
Likes ugly
yeah, people, that yeah. fit.
I like femme woman though.
Okay, wait, no, that doesn't fit.
I don't date manly woman at all.
Mm. Okay, so what made you want to? Take me through.
So I came out as a lesbian.
Like, I'm learning.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm just like, you know, probably the lesbian community is like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm so not. Well,
you get it from the community too, right? Or not?
What?
Like saying like you're lesbian and now you're straight.
Yeah, I mean, I have like jokes about it, and I think being a comedian helps. And me being like, now,
like, did you get a lot of backlash and stuff for
that?
Like, you should be welcome to do what you're doing, right?
Oh yeah, no, people.
But people think you're faking it.
But no, because it's like we have a lot of friends who are kind of like looking in the mirror, like a very feminine girl who like this is their first or second lesbian relationship, and now they're married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other girl is like super mask, like Robbie. So I feel like it makes sense for a bisexual. It's like I'm attracted to men. Robbie's androgynous.
Okay.
And like kind of masculine, so that makes sense. I don't think I've never tried it, but I don't know. It's like I think women. Are hot as fuck, but I don't know like emotionally what the relationship would be like.
That's the hard part for me. Like sexually I love it, but then I'm like, could I be with a femme woman like in my 50s? You know what I mean? Like two of us, like us.
Yeah.
You know, like it would, like what would we do?
Right. Just like skincare.
Like shop.
Together.
Yeah.
Sunday Riley. I don't know.
Yeah.
yeah. But I'm definitely, I still prefer woman, like physically. Yeah. I haven't dated. Honestly, I was with my ex-girlfriend for like 3 years and I was like traumatized from that relationship. And then I dated men.
Okay. Did you like date them or just fuck them?
Men?
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend when I was 19. We only did anal. So I don't count that.
Nah.
Only did anal.
That's crazy.
He was 31.
Liberated.
I was like, it's not.
So that's the thing, right? When people just do anal and they feel like they're not having sex.
Oh, yeah. Because you grew up really religious.
Yeah.
Okay. What religion?
Oh my
Christian.
God.
Okay.
Anal is so much.
We did anal probably 30 times.
Anal is so much more extreme than.
Yeah, but I was still like not a virgin.
How do you feel about it now? Do you feel like it was still?
Do you like ass play?
Not anal. How do you feel about if that's as serious as a regular sex? You still think it was like a lesser degree?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say that guy took my virginity. I would say the guy that I had sex
anal
with.
Anal virginity.
No, it's still different.
It's arguably
I didn't enjoy
more
it.
Serious.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
that's
no,
crazy.
No.
Someone snatched your booty hole?
Yo, I had chronic constipation growing up, and I
oh
think
God,
that
so
my
he
booty
helped.
Hole. And I think my booty hole is a little expanded.
Gabby's.
Because he had a big dick.
First time on a podcast.
Well, no, literally. Did you have anal seepage?
Oh, where my poop comes out? Oh, my
like
poop,
from a big dick and your.
I'm sure there was some liquid.
You know what?
Came out.
But you're so young, it probably just
back
up.
No, he was.
I always
a
tell her
man.
I don't like anal.
Well, I did it with my ex boyfriend, like the one that I dated
I
turned.
It hurts. It hurts to walk.
He's
after.
Dating men now. So.
Oh my god! Wait, you should
no
say that joke. Again. You,
sorry,
no.
Say
no,
it
but
again.
Also, I think she should say that again because we were all talking over each other. This is a huge. This is a huge red flag that I feel like nobody wants to admit to.
Yeah.
Wait,
of like
on.
Sexuality. Men
no,
are just
it's really
so
bad.
Repressed.
I have to get my show in control here.
Okay,
hold
go,
on.
Go, go.
You guys need a man to tell you, you know,
okay.
how to do this.
Okay.
Let me make my stupid joke first. I said I don't like anal. It hurts too much the next day.
Yeah, literally. No, this whole time I'm like, Vinny, come out.
Okay.
Like, tell me.
Okay.
That's
of
my,
the closet.
That's my comedy career. Yeah. What were you
I have
saying?
A question after for you.
Okay. we're too crazy.
I dated, so I started fucking men, and then I dated a guy, super ugly, like short, so unattractive. But I don't know, I was kind of into it. Anyway, he only wanted to do anal. Like, that's literally all he wanted to do all
sus.
The time.
Little sus.
Sus.
Yeah. Did you ever think anything of it?
So I knew he was like bi. But
okay, we were talking about that. It's like Dubai. I do think there should be more room for bisexual men, but I don't think men are liberated enough to even know that bisexual is an option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like
he only watched
no
gay porn, though, like guy on guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gay.
Such a red flag.
And then
hey,
he dated someone with a penis after we broke up, which I'm trying to make a joke about how like I hate that I was the turning point pussy. But my question for you is why
I was a turning point for Gabby.
Why do people think you're gay?
He became like, why do people think I'm gay?
Yeah, like when in the comments, they're like, just come out, or do they just
say
that?
Oh, because they never see me with in a relationship.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
And because like, you know, that dick I sucked that one time on camera on Jersey Shore.
Send me the video.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, that's wait, is that real?
No.
Oh.
No. Even though that's like a thing now, like Diplo said that. Like,
but you suck dick?
No, like that he got head from a guy or something.
Oh,
like
he's
that.
Queer baiting. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Like
they're like, I had this one experience. Gabby is like,
tell
nah,
me.
Nah. Yeah. Like the thing I like about Gabby is that, like, I feel like if I introduced you to somebody like you, I'd be like, she's one of us.
Yeah.
You ever hear that term?
All the time.
Like where you don't have to explain or be like, you can't say this, you can't say that. It's just like,
yeah,
she's one of us. Uh-huh. Like she's a person that just like could be. And then like, you know, when you like have a friend group and you like put people together and everyone just like meshes together.
Yeah.
Because you're all on the same. Like that's how I felt about you,
like,
during the show.
Oh, same. Like I feel like we got along immediately. Yeah. And I also feel like you're looking for that in dating too. It's like, it's so hard to put your finger on. But like Robbie and I have such different backgrounds. Obviously, we're very different people, but like we're cut just from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Like the way we look at things.
As soon as you go to dinner together, like it just works.
Totally.
Like
that's what you want.
Yeah. Like well, anybody, you know, but me too. But yeah, like the jokes, the banter, the this, the that, the sense of humor, the quiet times, the loud times, you know?
Right.
That's what like one of us means.
I also think, because I was doing research on you and I watched you on that Italian podcast.
Okay.
Which those guys were so cute, the hosts.
Yeah, yeah. Growing up Italian.
Yeah.
Those are my boys.
But I didn't realize like Staten Island was so blue collar.
Yes.
And I love that. It's like by the people, of the people, for the people. That's what like Rob, because Robbie grew up so poor. I was like lower middle class and didn't get, you know, I only started making money like a couple years ago, like with all of this. So it's like, we're really connected to our roots. And I feel like you are too.
Yeah.
And you, I'm like, I don't, you're Christian. I'm like, you're Christian roots, but you
seem her roots
like
are crazy.
Are.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like an oxymoron.
Anal Christian.
Yeah.
Like Staten Island, I'm in between two worlds all the time because I'm from the world where, like I said on that podcast, the people that build this city are Staten Islanders. They're the cops, they're the firemen, they're the construction workers.
Yeah, sanitation.
Yeah. So I'm like chilling with them all day.
Right.
But I'm living in the building where like the Uber, the guy that like invented Uber lives, you know? So I'm like kind of like in between both worlds and pretty much a chameleon. I can kind of like blend in, but it keeps me grounded.
It keeps you grounded and it's
knowing
so
and appreciating it. Like without those guys, this city wouldn't exist.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah. Wait, what show were you guys on together?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
So many fucking shows. Did you win?
No, I famously lost to a minor.
She was good. She came in second.
To a minor? Oh, Charlie
D'Amelio?
Yeah. Wait, that's unfair for you guys to compete with her.
Yeah. Right? It was fine.
Yeah, but Gabby was a dancer too. Like, you know, and she held her own, you know?
Yeah.
That's it was unfair for me to compete with them.
Yeah, literally.
Is what you're looking for.
Yeah. We had a talented season. You were the personality.
Yeah.
You were the people's.
Honestly, looking back on it, like I look back on it, like I cannot believe I even put those dances together.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I really was doing some 101 version of those dances.
Mm-hmm.
But to do them on live TV in front, you know how crazy that room is.
Yeah.
Being judged and everything. It's like, how the fuck did I do that? You know what I mean? It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. No, you
compared
crushed.
To like you guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? But. Like,
yeah.
But you were one of the finalists.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was,
she was second.
And they said the votes were closer than ever. And that could have been a lie.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Do you win money?
Oh, come on. No, you all get the same. You get paid more each week you're in.
Uh-huh.
So I maxed out on money. So I was like, fine. I can't look at a disco ball the same.
You don't win anything.
You win a disco ball called the Mirror Ball.
The Mirror Ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
That was like Charlie's like worst accomplishment in life.
Yeah.
Like, it's like throw this thing
away. He's on Forbes under 30.
He threw it. Like he threw it out on her way out.
Yeah, yeah. But I give her credit though. That's cool. Like just to be like, I don't need it. Obviously she didn't money. You know what I mean? But she just wanted to win Dancing with the Stars. And, and she did it, you know?
No, she crushed.
But then Gabby went on tour with them.
Yeah.
And she did the full tour.
3 months.
Wait,
3 months with Dancing with the Stars.
They have a tour?
No, literally they go on tour.
We talked about this a little bit with
Cole. Oh, okay.
Tour bus, you know what I mean?
Oh, you did that. No.
I did a couple dates.
Okay. Yeah.
Gabby did every date. She did the whole thing.
Yeah. I was I remember like,
and I, you know, I'm not like good with sleep and stuff. So like I would see her. And she'd be like, I haven't slept in like a year. You know what I mean? She'd be going crazy.
No, also, Vinny, you saw me in the thick of it.
In the beginning.
Like, it was
you
like,
got used to it a little bit.
No, not. It was like a couple weeks in. So it was just like, I'm like, is it going to get any better?
Yeah.
It was so bad. I think I cried.
So you just dance in various theaters, arenas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the cool. That part's easy.
Right.
It's the getting there. These people have to leave the event at night, right? At like, at like midnight.
Yeah, you have to get fully ready, do your whole hair care, skin care, spray tan, like in the venue that was like not set up for that kind of stuff.
Yep. It was just like the backstage of like a school or something. Take showers there. Yeah. It's crazy. It's like so not luxurious.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's really not.
And then that's not even the bad part. But then it's like at midnight when you get on the tour bus, you have to sleep now. Like you're going to bed.
Oh, God.
For the next day. And then wake up and then do another show, right? And that has to be your sleep. So I think most of them just like medicate themselves.
Yeah. No, I started taking a lot of NyQuil.
Yeah. Because it's so hard to sleep. And I remember telling you, I was like, I'm like, yo, like, you think that this tour bus is gonna have like the system to like feel comfortable?
Can you poop?
No, you don't poop.
Oh.
You feel like it's gonna like have the shock things or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, like. I felt crazy. And I remember Gabby goes, yo, Vinny, last night we were catching G's.
Yeah. I was like, no, literally, I'm pulling G's. We would take a turn a little like too hard, yeah. And I like felt this force, like I couldn't get up off the bed.
At, I'm like this one is in the so morning, and you're funny. Supposed to just like sleep during that. Like, ah, oh, this is so nice.
Oh yeah,
are there cots that like?
It's like these cold. It's like coffins. Like,
yeah,
it's literally God. Coffins,
and they were three high. So it's not even two. Normally it's like two. So I couldn't even get up to here.
Yeah, like it's like right in front of you. Like you're in a coffin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why did you do that?
No, I had no idea. I was gaslit into it. I didn't have any.
You get paid well for that.
Not really.
Yeah, honestly.
Get paid something.
Not
for what you're doing.
Right. You know not as I mean? Much as you'd think, especially coming off the show.
So you just dance when you're there.
Well, and I co-hosted, which was also kind of a mind fuck because it was like
you're doing comedy.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm a comedian and nobody's laughing. Yeah. I'm like so embarrassed. But it's like 60 cities of saying kind of the same thing. Hello.
Someone knocking. Okay, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important. All right. So it's totally flexible like that, and it's online, and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids, or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp. You know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? betterhelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats is here. We're definitely leaving this in here. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. You want to come on the podcast? That'd be funny.
Uber Eats?
Let's interview him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that shit was, I just remember that. I was like, am I the only one that's not comfortable here? You're like, yo, I was catching G's the other
night. How is a man going to fit if you are like,
you barely fit.
Watching grown men crawl into that bunk in their pajamas, immediate ick.
Yeah, was there sexual tension on the tour bus?
So much.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
She knows
that
more
shit
than that, but I didn't have a good, I wish I had more of a season with like sexual tension and like a love affair.
I'm like, what are you saying about me? What the fuck?
Well,
on tour, you mean?
No,
like you did.
On the show. You know, like Dance with the Stars, you're supposed to like fall in love with your partner and, you know, like you have a scandal. Yeah.
Right.
No, Coco was like the homie. I was friends with her man. Mm-hmm. So she was out of the picture. And then the only other thing was Gabby.
Yeah.
You know, but she was taken the whole time.
This was before your girl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This was all before.
This was like right before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you like.
I would have taken you on dates and had a whole thing with you.
Okay, okay.
You were had engaged. Your chance. Yeah. You were engaged.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it did end. Like we had like 2-3. I mean, I guess 2 weeks together. The timing wasn't great.
You were only engaged for 2 weeks.
No, that's how long we were on the show together after we broke up.
After she broke up. No, I was gone. I was already gone, and then I came back for the finale.
Yeah. you could have flown me out to New York, Vince.
Yeah, if you really wanted, if you wanted to, you would.
My fly out era is done.
Really?
I'm done with my fly out era. Oh. Like, I don't want a long distance.
Yeah.
I want someone to build with who kind of lives locally.
Okay, okay, okay. You know what I'm saying? You could have said that before.
I've been waiting to tell you this.
Yeah,
for years.
Literally, I get it. I'm breaking up with you, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm the lesbian.
Yeah. Well, no, then I would have had to do the whole lesbian thing where we have a couple good dates.
That's perfect for
we
you.
We do a couple good dates and then you move across the country. No, ideally, that's not what I want. I say I want to move someone in eventually, but not like
right away.
In you lesbian
have,
time.
You have to get to know each other first. There's so much that like our therapist is always telling us to slow down.
Oh, you don't live together?
No.
That's good.
With the move-in. We did talk about it and like it brought up so just like fighting because the way we look at finances are different and like we don't have gender roles. Mm. So it's like you're kind of starting from scratch and get to build your own. Mm. But then you really have to be honest with yourself and how you are with money. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys switch off like who pays the bill and stuff?
Yeah, we're pretty fair. Like she'll pay for dinners. I think she likes to do that, but I will too.
Yeah.
So yesterday she like didn't want to get an Uber into the city. And I was like, you want me to get it? She was like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's always a weird thing.
I know guys that are in relationships like that too. And
the guy, no question.
I would never. Yeah. If I was with a guy. Figure. No. If I was with a guy, baby. What else are you doing for me?
What else? It's a net negative situation.
I'm bringing the emotion.
What are you doing?
The femininity. I'm the fucking entertainment.
Her nails.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to bring me around all your friends.
I'm the entertainment.
Like, no.
Nah, we both bring our role to
bring
the
your
table.
Money. She brings everything else.
Right. Yeah, no, literally.
Nah.
Her wit, her beauty, her youth.
Yeah, exact. Timeless.
Because every one of your friends would fuck her. So.
Right. So I think really eventually, it's invaluable.
I think the goal of that is, you know, well, for me, looking for like a mother, it's like, you know, someone's going to like raise the kids and also be all the things
she's
that
probably
you
not
just
here,
said.
Though.
You know what I mean? What?
She's probably not here in the city. The motherly woman.
Probably. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you want a girl who doesn't work and you have to work to live here.
I want a girl that works.
Yeah. But like, what about resentment? Like you want to be the sole provider.
I just think that realistically, I'm going to have to be the sole provider if she's going to stay home and raise the children.
Right. Oh, totally. I get that. Yeah.
So that's why. But, you know, if she has a job or a passion or whatever, I just think that once it's time to have kids, those couple years of raising them, I don't want nannies to do it.
Yeah.
I want like her to do it. You know what I mean? But yeah, you're right. The type is not really here.
Yeah.
Too much,
Midwest.
Unless she's a model.
Okay. Do models want to be moms?
A 21-year-old model. That's what he's going to end up
with. Yeah, I know, because you're dating younger now, too. What's that about?
Think that?
Yeah, you said it. I think you said it.
I did not say that.
I learned everything from your podcast.
I did not say that. They ask me, would you date a younger girl or whatever? And then I'll respond and I'll say, listen, nothing is off the table, but I'm not going to have much in common with them.
Okay.
But there are some things that, you know, maybe, you know, that I might.
Okay, as long as you're thinking about it, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Like, I do think age is like, you know.
I like, ideally, I like late 20s, 30 kind of thing. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you don't want an old hag.
Nah. Clear. That's she's on the clearance aisle.
Oh, yeah.
No, expired.
I feel like thinking, oh, my God.
Her eggs are literally expired.
26 is getting soiled.
They are. Geriatric pregnancy.
Oh, my God.
That's what it's called.
Don't even.
That's what it's called.
No, I know. That's what it's called. Benny.
Yeah,
I was a fucking nurse.
You want kids?
No,
she doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did you make that decision?
I've literally just like never thought about being a mom, like ever. People are like, I can't wait to be a mom. I'm like, ugh, I just never thought that came into my brain.
Yeah.
So then when I was thinking about it when I was older, I'm like, if I met the right person, like if I met the right guy and he wanted to, then maybe. But always like in the back of my mind, I was like, I know I'll meet the perfect man if he doesn't want kids. And like that was always like, you know, kind of a contingency.
Oh, right.
But I'm like, but I would have them. Like I wasn't comfortable yet as a woman being like, I don't want kids.
Yeah.
But now I am.
Is it because you're like a career woman?
Kind of. And I had a hard childhood. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to relive it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, even people are like multiple lives. I'm like, fuck, I don't even know if I want to like come back again.
Yeah.
Like my childhood was like kind of brutal. Mm-hmm. So now I just like want to be a kid. And I love to like, not, I'm like responsible, but I love the lack. It's like, I love my dog, but even travel and stuff, like going out late with friends, like I like to smoke weed. Like, you know, I can't take care of a baby. And like,
is your girl girlfriend want kids?
No.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, she's like, maybe I would adopt. And I was like, please don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, don't come home with a kid.
She's like, I'll pay for it, though.
Yeah, I'm like, doubt it.
Listen, our life changes like every 3 to 5 years.
Totally.
I've learned something might change later on.
Well, that's another thing is like sometimes like I'll see or I'll think about it because Robbie's so smart and she's so hilarious that seeing her with a kid would be like, I think the most attractive. And it's like, I would want to know what like kind of kid she would raise. So sometimes I'm like, do I want kids? Mm-hmm. I always leave myself open. I can change my mind at any second. I'll be like straight tomorrow.
Not. Yeah, yeah.
not.
Yeah. Why are we the same? Why are we fucking the same?
I know. Back to the, yeah, so the flying out thing though is another like, not only for the relationship thing, but to fly somebody out and then have them in your space for 48 hours or whatever. And then like you just hate them.
But what about the hotel though?
Yeah, so what I do is I like to get a hotel for the person.
Okay, that's
and then like slowly integrate them into my life.
You have like literally like a plan.
Yeah. Like do you ever have like a fish tank growing up?
No.
Like, and when you get like a new fish and you're putting them in a fish tank.
Uh-huh. To make it dirtier.
He had a better childhood than
you put them,
You put like my fish got flushed down the toilet.
You put the fish in the bag and then you dump it. You leave it in the water to kind of just like
acclimate
be
it.
In the tank.
Oh.
It's not actually touching yet. It's like a condom.
Wait, why?
And then you slowly start to put a little bit of water into the fish's bag. And then eventually he's acclimated and then you dump him into the tank.
Will it die?
If you just put him into the tank, it'll die right away.
Who's telling you this? Because I'm pretty sure I dumped a fish into the tank.
It might have survived, but I think that's the process.
Yeah.
Okay. So flying girls out.
Okay, so girls are fish.
Wait, hold on. Girls are fish. Yeah. You get them in the hotel. You start to bring them over your house slowly.
Are you picking them up from the airport?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I really like them. It depends.
Newark airport.
Newark I would do. JFK hell no.
Trains.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that
you wouldn't get her an Uber?
What?
You wouldn't get her an
Uber? Yeah, Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Uber Black.
That I get.
Well, Uber Black. Yeah. But, yeah. My girl that like I loved, I used to pick her up every time. Uh-huh. But a new girl, like I'm setting up the house. I'm setting up the hotel. I'm setting up reservations.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
I can't be like driving you. Hold on. Can I finish my fish analogy?
Yeah. Okay.
So you pick her up, you get to the hotel. Little by little, she starts to come over. And then if you really like her, you know, you're like, all right, you want to stay the night? And then, you know, it works out or it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Women are fish.
Yeah.
If you plan this whole weekend, right, and you go to dinner, and then you're like, fuck, I don't like her. Mm-hmm. But you have this hotel. She has this hotel for 3 days. Do you still hang out with her? Or are you just like...
I cut it off once. One time I had to make... One time, because like I used to live in Staten Island. It was like the suburbs. And it was like the only way for me to interact with women.
Mm-hmm. Because to go to the city.
No, or... it was to like fly them in.
Oh, yeah.
Because like there's no like social life on Staten Island, you know? Mm-hmm. So this one girl, like I had her there. And back then, like all it took was for her to like be like hot. Uh-huh. Like I didn't have to have a conversation with her. I'm like, do you want to like
back then, Vinny?
I know, I'm Vinny.
Like, yeah.
No, you have no idea. Everyone got me so twisted.
I need shit.
Substance. I need everything. Anyway, so she was there, and first night was rocky. Second night was like a little rocky, and then eventually I'm like, you know what? Let's get a hotel in the city. It'll be fun. So I go to get the hotel in the city.
You dropped her off there?
I dropped her off there.
And you're like, oh, hotel for you.
And then I said, oh my God, I have a family emergency. I can't make it there tonight.
Food poisoning.
I can't make it there. But she was trying to say that she had friends there too. Apparently. Hope so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just horrible. She was not a nice person. I didn't like her in my space. Listen, some guys would just be like, I'm taking you back to the airport. Like, right. I've seen those videos, too. You know
it's a risk you take. One time, I had a fly out sitch. No, a guy flew out to say to me that I had met, like...
You flew him out?
He flew himself out.
But to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did think he was getting a hotel room. That's what we had talked about. And he showed up on my doorstep. And I'm like, skrrr.
Yeah.
Like,
people are crazy. They just think it's like, okay.
Right. I'm like, no, I think we do need like an out. I feel like it's like a prenup.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like something that's like can be, it's just like a part of the culture. We're both level headed. And like, it's not saying that it is going to happen, but just we need a backup plan for both of our sake.
That's like the best thing I'm getting on all the dating apps, like Raya.
Yeah.
It's like every single person that I'm matching with in Sweden and shit, they're like,
what I said,
Sweden, Denmark, Zimbabwe, Australia. They're like, Country is just a place. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, a place that I'm not physically at. They're like, but airplanes exist. I'm like, what? So you want me to go on a
8 hours?
You want me to go on a date with you in Europe and then fly home?
Right.
People are delulu.
Yeah. Maybe that happens like every once in a while, but it's like not a normal way to start a relationship.
No.
And I'm all about like traditional, normal. We have to get to know each other.
Same.
Yeah. It's also like fantasy can creep in.
Did you both live in the same place?
Yeah. We met outside a bar.
In LA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were living in LA, not Denver. Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, when I moved to LA.
But then I'm like, you know, what if my girl does live in Zimbabwe? Yo, like,
no, see, does. That's like, the fantasy, though.
Yeah, your girl is in Chad.
That's where I'm being a little toxic.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because it is, like, proximity. It's like, that's how people used to meet, you know, back then, and it made sense. But now we have too many options, and it's scrambling your little brain.
I know. It is scrambling the brain.
Everyone has too many options, and you're a celebrity on top of it. So now you have, like, too many.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm telling you the truth. If one of those girls that are my type that I do get along with personality wise lived here, you would see me date her. I just did it. Yeah. I just went on a date with like I went on like 4 dates in a row with a girl that I kind of liked.
So
or
what happened?
She was just,
the girl that I
know. Yeah. She just like I just saw her the other night and she like just acted like she didn't know me.
Oh
like
God.
This girl was just in her own world. Okay. Like we would go on the dates and then as soon as the dates would end. No communication.
Oh, so
no
she was
energy.
Ghosting you.
She was
ghosting me. She was the dude.
Whoa.
She was the dude. You know what
she
I mean?
Fucked, did you like that?
She didn't text him.
Yeah, she wouldn't text. She would flake on me. Once.
What would you text her?
Yeah.
And she wouldn't respond?
Yep. She would respond like a day later type shit.
Damn.
And then I was talking to my therapist. I'm like, yo, this is like seems like not good. He's like, no, you just have to like be more centered and wait and get out of her own world. I'm like, okay, fine. Like maybe I'm being too much of a lesbian right now.
Yeah.
But then like eventually I'm like, yo, enough's enough.
Right. Yeah. When you brought it, did you bring it up to her?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
I'll work on it, blah, blah, blah. Then she never worked on it. And then she started flaking. And then that's when I was like, yo, hell no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like the other night I saw her out acting like she didn't know me. And then that's when it sealed the deal in my head because I don't get like jealous and stuff. Once the light switch is off, it's off.
Yeah. Right. Totally. Yeah, you know. And when you see someone's true colors, it's like there's nothing, like there's no hope for this relationship. Like, I'm not going to get jealous.
Yeah.
Especially in this phase, she's supposed to be like kind of obsessed.
Yeah, but I tried.
Because you got that dick.
I tried. I'm not what you guys think.
Yeah.
I'm not this guy that's like on a date and like, oh my God, look, a hot girl. Let me go over there, you know?
Yeah. No, I believe you. I don't know.
Where did you see her?
Just at a party, at like a club type of
thing. Oh, so you don't even like that when a girl's there.
Yeah, but I liked her. She was, you know, she was bisexual.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like my bi
love,
babes.
You love the bi.
I love the bi babes and the lesbians.
But the bisexual girl, her type has to be like a really thick woman.
Okay. No,
that's what you like?
Yeah, no. You couldn't be with her who she likes, like that's more masculine woman.
Yeah,
that's
what I was like. Yeah, no, totally. Because you like the idea of like
probably
two
not.
Hot girls hooking up.
Yeah.
You're like Howard Stern. Like he loves lesbians, but
does
it's
he?
Like the hot
loves
them.
What that's literally your spirit animal.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, I was telling her on her podcast because like I meet them all the time in New York. Every girl I meet is like bisexual.
Well, it's like in.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like in. Yeah.
That's why I hate the term for me.
Right. Same. I don't think, like I like to use sexuality and that like, oh, I'm in a lesbian relationship.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's more descriptive and it's like, I don't have to get in. It's like, because bisexuality is also like black and white. It's like, I'm probably pan.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Like what I am. But, and it also, it's like now the bis are annoying because they just get both. Like, where do we get off?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, people will call themselves bi and they've just like kissed a girl once.
Right.
Whereas like you're like basically engaged.
Yeah. It's like I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there ever a bachelor with bi people?
That Filipino one.
Which one?
Well, no. Remember, did you ever see the clip? It was like the guy chose a girl and she was like, so sorry. And then she's like, I'm in love with the other
girl.
Yeah.
In the house?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Was it on the States? Or is it
was in like, it was like an Asian bachelor.
Oh.
But it was amazing.
Yeah. It would, I think it would just like get too messy. But there were girls in the house that were like, oh yeah, I'm bi. I'm like, I was just telling my girlfriend last night, I'm like, even just talking about strap-ons and like the things that you need in the bedroom for like the admin of lesbian sex. I'm like, if somebody brought up a strap-on like in conversation a couple years ago, I'd be like, see ya. And like exit my way, you know?
Yeah.
Like not, but
now you're like, I got the TRX 9000.
No. 8,000.
Shops are fun.
How did it feel? Wait, how did it feel when you were asked to be the Bachelorette?
What do you mean, how did I feel? I was like,
that's yeah. That's a huge deal. Yeah. Did you know that that was going to happen? Did you have...
No, I mean, I fully thought I was like in love with that big beefy.
Uh-huh.
And that because I was like totally convincing myself. But I'm like, yeah. But also it was just at the point where...
So if people ask me if I would ever be the Bachelor, I'm like, I don't look like them. No, they're like 25 years old and they're like look like Vikings, like yeah. grown men. They just get them from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I don't look anything
fresh
like
off
that.
The farm.
I think you're cuter off than farm. The guy who's the Bachelor right now.
They don't have tattoos. They're like fucking...
But you'd be like the blue collar Bachelor, but like rich.
Not even. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's like they have to jump out of it, whatever kind I'm of like demo they're in. No, yeah. But it's like these guys are just like so hot. They've never been hit with a challenge or like strife that they just have like no personality.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not going
to
work.
That's part of it too. You're they have anybody. To be robotic, which I'm not.
Right. Yeah.
You were in love with beefy guy.
Yeah. And then whatever, he broke up with me on TV, Iconic. And so I didn't really know because we
like he picked someone else or he didn't pick anybody.
He went back for somebody else. But
that was eliminated?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Spicy season.
I tried to do that
once. No, it's really dramatic. It's
which
a great
season?
Finale.
26. I heard. Yeah. Her shit was big.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, I didn't know. I was interviewing for The Bachelorette like right after in December.
Well, like they take a couple people and then they start interviewing them like that were on the show?
Kind of. You don't know. They keep everything like top secret.
Yeah.
And then I kept having interviews and I was telling everybody, I was like, I'm going to be The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. But my producer who I was talking to was like, Gabby's so full of shit. Like I fully wasn't.
Right.
Like nothing was set in stone yet. They were following up with a lot of people. And then like there was two of us. So which was unexpected, but fun.
Oh, you mean the two Bachelorettes?
Yeah.
So but then there was a time where you were asked, like it was official.
Right.
They're like, you're going to be The Bachelorette.
No, I found out on live TV. With the other girl.
Oh, when they do the reunion?
After the final rose.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. You found out that was live?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Is that how they always do it?
I thought that
would be fake.
Right. I think if there's just one person, maybe they know a little before.
Yeah.
Because there was two of us, I'm like, holy shit, they're going to sit us together and only tell one girl that she got it. Like, this is beyond cruel.
I don't know how much you want to get into this, but like how, from a production standpoint, how do they treat The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
My views on production, which like...
Versus living in the house, you know.
What do you mean versus?
Versus being like a contestant when you're the star.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Disney knows how to treat their talent.
Right. I do feel like I think Bachelor's maybe seen its days, but compared to Bravo, it sounds... And I don't know how they treat you on Jersey Shore, but back in the day, I don't know if it was like that great. I honestly don't... It's like, you know what you're signing up for. I always knew, you know, it's like these producers just have a job to do. But like, I'm a person of free will. So like, I don't think I was ever like that manipulated into doing something I didn't want to if it didn't already resonate with me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I know that can get messy.
Were you a COVID one?
Post COVID.
Okay, so were you traveling that much?
Yeah.
Oh, you were traveling.
Yeah, we had the best travel.
Like around the world?
Yeah, I saw the Northern Lights in Iceland.
Oh my god.
We went to Vienna.
That's too much.
No, I would love that.
Like.
No, I didn't see it with him. I was just like with my producer. It just like happened to happen.
Yeah.
But
no, but I mean like
that much travel.
They're traveling you around to like just to like dress up these dates.
Wow.
But to you. You're actually going on the plane. You're doing the jet lag. You know what I mean?
Well,
but it's like, you have a nice horse and carriage in front of the Northern.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I would do it all again for the perks. The Bachelorette was first class, best accommodations, only the nicest champagne.
Do you stay in each town for like a good amount of time or is
well,
it like.
We were on a cruise ship. Like for the Bachelorette season.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so like the cocktail party.
Wait, did the show take place on the ship?
Yeah.
What?
I know, isn't
that
crazy?
What was that like?
It's like, and there's like movies, like I feel like the Titanic and one was up for, I think an Oscar last year. It was like that crazy movie that was based on a cruise ship. Uh-huh. It's like, it's definitely a thing for aesthetic. Like sometimes movies just like want the setting to be a ship.
Yeah.
But we were there on the ship for 3 weeks.
Holy shit.
So it was nice because there wasn't that much travel. It was like.
And you're docking at the places and stuff like that?
Yeah, it wasn't even like the cruise wasn't up and running yet because it was just post-COVID.
Yeah.
So like a lot of times we would like fake it, like just like whatever, take a car or something into town, and like it would be a new city.
You can't catch me on a cruise.
Yeah, no.
No, me with strangers, no, but it was literally just for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the cruise ship wasn't moving?
No. I think we set sea once.
Oh. Wait, what do you mean you weren't moving?
It was just docked.
What the fuck?
No, I know. Yeah.
But then did you travel to the other places or you would fly to the places?
We did one travel.
Okay.
But like it was three because there's, I don't know. But no, we literally, like they had the best service. It was like Moe on tap, basically.
Yeah,
we were
just
getting bottles of champagne.
I always just wondered that, like once you get that call to be the bachelor, does your life, I mean, part of it, knowing the reality TV world, I'm like, there's still some shitty producer there trying to be like, yo, we need to do this, say that. But at the same time, it's like, it's such an institution that I'm like, do they treat you like you're fucking, you know, LeBron James and shit? And there's people carrying your bags and it's like.
The Bachelor does.
You're the Bachelor, sir. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they do. They treat you really well.
Wow.
I will. That's like the most out of everything I've done. Like they definitely made me feel like the most special.
Yeah.
Dancing was pretty good too.
Dancing was good for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my show's not about that, but just, you know, dancing, the behind the scenes stuff. I'm like, wow, this is a well-oiled machine.
Totally.
Here.
You know, and everyone was like so nice.
The stress comes from the show.
Yeah.
Some shows you do, reality shows, the stress comes from
production.
But on dancing, the producers are mad cool and they're awesome. But then the stress comes from like doing the routines. The performance. You know what I mean? I still don't know which one is worse or not, but
yeah.
We got to wrap up because someone else is coming in. But Gabby's a lesbian. She's awesome.
We don't know what Sienna is still.
She's bisexual. But with Gabby in the room, I'm like, no, I'm 70-30. 75-25.
And I'm a weird sex addict that can't settle that can't settle down, that likes 21-year-olds.
Yeah. Heard it here first.
We're being sarcastic, guys.
Yeah.
Gabby has a new show coming out.
Yes.
This is going to air before, so I don't know.
Yeah, I can, something to look forward to.
Okay.
Please hang on tight, and like you'll know in like a month. So it's on the horizon. I've been saying this for years.
Yeah, yeah,
it
feels. So strap in.
Okay. So good.
I'm proud of you. She saw me do comedy.
Really?
Was I good?
Yeah, he actually was the best.
Oh my God.
He was the best.
I mean, the bar was pretty low, but you know.
He did a class, but it was like a performance at the Cellar.
A graduation show.
His graduation show.
Oh my God.
I have another one coming up.
I love that.
But I only invited Sienna. That's how close we are.
Oh my God.
And my mom.
Nice.
And my mom.
By the way,
I'll end on this too. Yeah. My mom was like, she doesn't really like a lot of girls and shit like that I might be known to talk to. But she was excited when that whole rumor thing was happening with you.
I love that.
She was like, man, what's going on with Gabby? I like her.
Oh my God, she give her a squeeze for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, she eats vagina now.
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
Yeah. All right, guys. Love you. See you later. Peace. What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.